a slew of stars, the moon flooding everything with silver. At the southerly fringe of the suburb, a last lamppost stands by a hawthorn hedge, and next to it is a hole in the hedge which leads down to a modest field path. I followed the field path east-southeast towards a long chalk hilltop, visible as a whaleback in the darkness. Northwards was the glow of the city and the red blip of aircraft warning lights from towers and cranes. Dry snow squeaked underfoot. A fox crossed the field to my west at a trot. The moonlight was so bright that everything cast a crisp moon shadow, black on white, stark as woodcut. Wands of dogwood made zebra hide of the path. Hawthorn threw a lattice. The trees were frilled with snow, which lay to the depth of an inch or more on branches and twigs. The snow caused everything to exceed itself, and the moonlight caused everything to double itself. This is the path I've probably walked more often than any other in my life. It's a young way, maybe 50 years old, no more. Its easterly hedge is mostly hawthorn and around 8 feet high. Its westerly hedge is a younger mix of blackthorn, hawthorn, hazel and dogwood. It is not normally a beautiful place, but there's a feeling of secrecy to it that I appreciate, hedged in as it is on both sides,